my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me. I found serenity, but you can't take the sky from me.
Welcome to a very special show, a quick recap of the Vancouver, is it Can't Stop the Serenity or is it Equality Now?
Serenity Charities Now, Equality Now.
Well, actually, the Vancouver website just describes it as the, I think, charity screening.
Charity serenity. Screening, serenity, stuff and things.
Yeah, for good, equality
good
now.
Cause. Win-win, good cause. Win-win all around.
That's right. Everybody's happy. All the brand quotes are excited. So this is now the third year for the Vancouver screening.
So do we want to do a recap? There might be some people.
Sure. So okay. You go ahead.
Okay. I was just writing about this on my website.
Oh, so see, perfect.
I haven't posted it yet.
But oh, wait. So we haven't done our introductions yet. We just jumped right in. I'm Marina, if you don't already know. Joining me as usual.
Colleen Wash Lives. That's right.
From?
Oh, I don't know. Some film site. Doesn't matter.
Okay, next. Fine. Dale.
Dale from digitaldoodles.com. Gina Torres, Forever Hot.
I didn't have a fancy one.
Well, you suck.
Okay Captain Tight Pants Forever.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. Okay. Sorry, Dale, proceed.
Oh, okay. So way back after the Serenity movie came out and we were all disappointed because after all the great critical acclaim, the rest of the world just still didn't get it.
No.
We still did. Anyway, I don't exactly know how the impetus came, but suddenly, out of nowhere, the local Brown Coat fan group was saying, you know, we're going to do a charity screening, and as it's sort of a birthday present for Joss Whedon, we're going to donate it to this charity called Equality Now that his mother was involved with.
Yeah, she was a co-founder.
It's, her
one of her favorite students actually founded it, and I think she was a bit of a mentor to the girl. I don't know.
So this was the first year. It was. Literally a birthday present to Joss Whedon, which explains the date. Today's actually his birthday.
Okay.
And it just continued on, and it's actually outgrown the kind of birthday kind of thing and become just an out-and-out, hey, this is really cool. We're raising money for a good charity.
And then we get to watch our favorite
movie. And we get to watch our favorite movie, and we get to get together with a whole bunch of people that enjoy watching the same movie and laugh at the same place we do and don't say, I don't get it.
Pretty much.
And you hear my death rattle as
every year.
Very bad scene happens in it, and I get very sad.
Well, and amazingly, every year
there's somebody that comes out of the woodwork that has never seen it before.
Exactly. I mean, more than a somebody. How many were there this time? I missed the show of hands, but
there were, I would say, at least a dozen
that
had never seen it before. So, you know, people are getting dragged. It's fabulous. I love it.
Not that I expect they'll ever make a true sequel to this movie.
No, I don't think so either.
Josh Whedon needs to make a director's cut. That's right.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, neither do I. You just want Wash to live.
Wash must.
You know, it's been like 4 years now. If you haven't seen it yet, then sorry, you're in for the spoilers. Not that we're going to spoil anything. But Wash dies.
No,
and
he doesn't.
If you don't know who Wash is, then you're up shit creek already.
We did figure out a way that we could cut the movie so Wash didn't die. We might make a special Colleen's alternate cut.
I might have to do my own director's cut. Armchair director's cut.
Yes, that's what came out of it, wasn't it? That the armchair director's
cut. Well, because you know what, they never took a pulse. He could have survived. Okay, you don't know.
He has a stick through his chest.
A big,
it's just a flesh wound.
Stick through
a
his
big
chest.
Freaking stick through his chest.
He's
just
a tough guy.
Just a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound.
Oh. No, I think.
So this year they had a new location, which was at a local university.
Yep.
And I think it allowed for a longer day than we had the last 2 years. Although maybe not terribly, terribly longer, but they
I think it was a fair bit longer.
I was trying to think. It was almost too long for me. They showed a, what was that video beforehand? Done the Impossible.
Oh, okay.
They showed a couple other short clips as kind of a preview. They did a sing-along kind of thing.
Filking.
Well, I was going to lead into that, but you want to explain filking, and it's not an obscene word, really?
No, it's essentially...
We're so totally geeking out at the moment.
It's taking sort of popular songs and rewriting the words kind of thing at its most basic. So what Weird Al Yankovic did with, like, I Love Rocky Road.
Except with
the
science
like
fiction or fantasy or Spanish.
It's got a very folk feel, which is why they changed one of the letters from an O to an I.
Yeah. And it's not for everybody, but there are a few that I do that I do like.
I was glad I was volunteering, and I got to stand outside.
Yeah, enforce the ticket taking and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you had a close call though. I called it the reliving the Battle of Serenity with the chair.
Oh, nice.
That was my little tie-in with the chair incident.
Was that Chad or Mike? They that both were really insolent. Yeah, they had to take the chair to him.
Yes.
Punks.
Yes. Going through flashbacks.
And so we also had a costume contest, and we have an esteemed judge sitting.
Yes. Now, would you like to explain? Because I was very happy with the win for one of our movie group folks actually won the prize for, I can't remember what it was.
Was that Suited Simon?
Suited Simon.
Nice.
He shaved body hair. He got rid of his mustache.
I mentioned that.
Yeah, that counts. That goes a long
way. I was one of
way.
The three judges to judge this, and I unfortunately have very bad hearing. So in an auditorium full of people talking, it becomes one big roar of white noise.
I think hellacious is the word you're looking for.
Hellacious, okay. So the judges are trying to be very quiet and so because they're in front of everyone, and they don't want to make it very obvious who we're talking about.
And we don't
can't hear
like,
nothing.
We're like cuddling around with our cameras.
So for the most part,
style.
Paparazzi style.
For the most part, I'm just nodding, going, okay. So then we go up, and they like push me in front of the mic to announce it. I don't know who we chose. So after each one, I'm like, who was the next? It's like, weren't you there?
No, not really.
Colleen is available for other professional engagements. Contact.
And why am I in front of a mic? I can fill in an auditorium without a damn mic.
But there were some great costumes.
There were some great costumes. Very, very good costumes.
True enough. The Love Bot came in second, I think.
The Love Bot was interesting.
Yeah. Suited Simon.
Oh, that's what she was.
Yes, she was the Love Bot.
Okay, in Dale's mind, she was the chick with the awesome cleavage.
Oh, maybe that's why Robert was pushing so hard. Interesting.
Oh, boy.
I can't even remember who came in first. Oh, Kaylee. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
With the parasol. Yeah.
That's right.
That's how good of a judge I was.
And we have pictures of that, right?
Yep. I got lots of pictures. I'll link to the Flickr group. There's like pictures everywhere. So slowly they start amassing.
And the other really cool thing that came out was the silent auction, which was new this year. Like, the last 2 years, they were getting all these great donations and they were using them as door prizes. But this year they decided to go with the silent auction. And I thought that was a great idea because how much did you guys...
Rough estimate was 700-ish.
Yeah, that's awesome. One of the items actually went for like $100.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And was that the script that went for $100 or was that something else?
I think it was, well, depending on which script you're talking about, there was
more than one.
There was a Smallville script that went for autographed for $50.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm not sure what went for $100.
I can't for the life of me. I didn't even look at the stuff because I knew I wasn't going to bid on any. I'm broke.
Yeah, I don't know what went for $100, but well, for those that might not know, we have, I mean, one of the big stars, I mean, Jewel is local, right?
Yeah.
And she did a fabulous job. She helped us out last year.
Yeah.
She showed up.
Oh, yeah. She donated a bunch of items
to
the silent auction. She was going to come in person, but couldn't make it. And I thought, Well, she was classy last year. I was impressed.
So was I.
Last year, she did the introduction last year, and then she hung around for the movie, and then just talked to people until people were done, rushing.
Everyone who wanted to talk to Jewel got to talk to Jewel.
And this year, she couldn't make it, and she did Gail collected all of the questions, and then she did a little video.
That was
hilarious because of the peanut gallery, her husband.
That was really funny, and it was really sweet. It felt really intimate, you know?
Some of the comments, too, is like, how do you feel about Nathan Fillion being more successful than you? Yeah, the look she gave to everyone.
And unfortunately, that won't probably ever show up anywhere. So.
No, but, you know, it was a nice little thing for us, and I thought that was really nice of her to do that.
Nathan Fillion, again, did a opening for, I guess, every showing.
Yeah, you get to look at...
Feel free, enjoy yourself and watching 2 hours of me.
And you know what? I don't mind. Yeah. I don't think a lot of us do. But overall, very, very successful, I would say. Row 3 was a proud sponsor of the event. I thought that was very, very cool. Hopefully we'll do it again next year.
Hats off to Gail.
Oh, hats off to Gail.
It wouldn't happen if it weren't for Gail. Nope. It just would not happen in Vancouver. So
agreed.
Just an amazing job of organizing.
And it gets better every year.
Yeah.
And every year we seem to raise more money. So awesomeness. That's all I got to say. Now, we don't have the totals of what was raised yet. It's still very early on. The event just happened yesterday. So we'll give them a couple of weeks to get themselves organized. But once we know the totals, we'll be sure to let everybody know how much we raised for charity, which is fabulous.
And if you haven't checked out Firefly, the series, it's only 13 episodes.
And the hell's wrong
the movie.
With you?
It pretty much.
Freaks.
It's a good watch. I mean, even if you're not generally into science fiction, it's really, there's some great characters going on there.
Learn to love Wash like I love Wash.
It's almost like, thinking about it now, it's almost like BSG. You know, it happens to take place in space. There happens to be some sci-fi aspects, but there's way more at play than just that.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a good drama.
It's all about interactions.
A good comedy. Yeah. It's just overall, it works.
Yeah. It doesn't have the same dark or dramatic tensions
that
BSG has, but it definitely has some really great characters, and it's about the stories.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Joss Whedon. I mean, I don't dislike his work. I'm just not a huge fan in general. But Firefly, I jumped on board very late. Really glad I did.
Watched the first episode on its premiere day and followed through.
Yeah, and I just never was sold right off the bat. It took Serena like years of hounding me to finally see
it. I made the mistake of channel surfing into the middle of one episode and going, what the hell is this? They call it a space western, and it really is has a western feel to it. And that actually initially really turned me off. It wasn't until some friends sat me down and I watched the first episode, the proper first episode from the beginning, got introduced to the characters, got the non-western-y, like visually it's very western. When you take the visual out of it, it's less of a western and more of a story, and I got that out of watching the first
one. Yes and no. There's a really strange thing in that, too, because the whole universe they're in, there were a couple episodes which were very central planet sort of eccentric, and they had a very futuristic feel for it. Like when they're going through the hospitals and that, there was nothing western about a few of the...
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I think it's quite interesting. The Film Spotting guys just recently did a show where they had the 5 best TV series turned to movies, and Serenity was, I think, Adam's number one. And one of the commenters actually sent in a voicemail or text email, whatever, and he was suggested that you should watch the, if you don't want to put in the 13 hours first, watch the movie first, because it'll capture you enough to be interested in seeing how the characters got there. And I gave that a little bit of thought, and I think that might actually work. Hmm. If you just watch the movie and then watch the TV show and then watch the movie again. I don't know if the movie is enough to suck people in. I think it is. I think it might be.
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever you do, it's worth giving it a shot. I mean, it's very, very good stuff. Good stuff. Doesn't get much better than this. So, until next year's screening, I think that's probably the last time we'll talk Serenity for another 12 months.
Yeah, probably.
But, yeah, so, you know, if there's a screening going on locally, I'll put a link in the show notes to the big overall organizing thingamajig, and you can go and check it out. I don't even know what to call it, so. But go and check it out, see if there's a local screening happening in your area. It probably already happened or coming up. So
yeah, actually, that's right. There's a few. Can't Stop the Serenity.com, I think.
Thank you.
And if you read this soon enough, yeah, you might be able to catch it in your city.
Yeah. So it's totally worth it. So yeah, until our next show, which will come up very, very shortly later this week.
We'll see you after the credits.
How's it sit? Pretty cunning, don't you think? Jane, the man they call Jane. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the man and he gave him what for. Our love for him now is hard to explain. The hero of Canton, the man they call Jane. Now Jane saw the mudder's backs breaking, and he saw the mudder's lament, and he saw that magistrate taken every dollar and leaving 5 cents. He said, you can't do that to my people. You can't crush them under your heel. So Jane strapped on his hat and in 5 seconds flat stole everything Boss Higgins had to steal. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the man and he gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. The hero of Canton, the man they call Jane. Now here is what separates heroes from common folk like you and I. The man they call Jane, he turned round his plane and let that money hit sky. He dropped it onto our houses. He dropped it into our yard. And the man they call Jane, he turned round his plane and headed out for the stars. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the man and he gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. The hero of Canton, the man they call me. Kind of like that. Not perfect, but it'll do.